dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom. This is Billy Bram and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Early on in my ministry, in the 1970s and 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation of the glory of God. It was all-consuming to me for many years. I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. Recently, He told me to go back to Collinsville and teach in the place where it originally came, because in these days, the church must don glory.
Now, someone will go and live a perfect life in an earthen vessel, and it would be broken and poured out that blood for the sins of the world. It would atone. And that was Jesus. Hallelujah. The life is in the blood. Hallelujah. I saw this in God, a box. A door. Actually, it was a door. But it was like white and glory. I didn't really see the form of God, but I saw the door. And it was like right here. The little knob on it. And it said, top secret. He had a plan. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2, 6 and 7. Now this is a scripture that people often quote. He says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. That's not the highest. Perfect here means mature. We can speak of a power higher when we're among the mature. The church is 2,000 years old. So it's time we receive some of this wisdom. Did any of you ever know Dr. Charles Duncombe? Englishman. Had a school here in Tulsa. Oh, I love to hear him give a prophecy. When he gave a prophecy, it was like the King James Bible just stood there before you. And his wife worked for ORU. She was a writer out there, an editor. And they told them, now write everything on a 12-year-old level that a 12-year-old can understand it. That made Brother Duncombe angry. He said, are we to treat the body of Christ like it's 12 years old? When are we going to come into the maturity? When are we going to be the ones with wisdom? He said, yes, I demonstrated that power to you. I demonstrated miracles. I first came among you and you needed to see it. But there's something you need to see when you get older. A greater demonstration of the power of God, the greatest ever there was in the ever on earth. Verse 6. However, we speak the wisdom of God. Let's see, in verse 6. We speak wisdom among them that are mature. It's not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. The secret. The plan of God. The hidden wisdom, which God ordained when? Before the world, for what purpose? Unto our glory. hidden in God. A plan to lift us back up into the presence of God. It's bigger and higher than miracles and healings. This was the biggest demonstration of the power of God ever when God wrought Jesus, raised him from the dead. All hell opposed it, but it had a purpose. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Here's the amplified on that. That wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification, to lift us into the glory of his presence. Verse 8. None of the princes of this world knew it. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The God of glory sent the Lord of glory. And he was lifted up on the altar of the cross. If Satan had known it, he'd let him live forever. But they didn't know the hidden wisdom, the plan ordained before the foundation of the world. God didn't even stutter. He didn't say, "Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do." Hidden in God. The God of glory sent the Lord of glory. They crucified him and he shed his blood. And it was enough to lift you back up into the presence of God. We're going to talk tomorrow morning about the process of glorification. The mystery. It's the same word as we looked at it today in Psalms 25, the secret of God. He had a mystery. All through the Old Testament, it was a secret. Nobody knew it. Nobody got it. None of the prophets knew it. They prophesied it. They said, "What is this about? Who is this about?" It was not revealed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It was not revealed until it was revealed to Paul. Took 17 years to get it over to him. We can find that in the book of Galatians. But God revealed to Paul this mystery. And it is the mystery of the church. God calls his plans in the New Testament mysteries. There's the mystery of Israel. There's the mystery of iniquity. There's the mystery of God. But there, he speaks of the mystery of the church many times. And he always called it a hidden mystery. Now turn to this is our last scripture. We're going to close with this. Colossians chapter 1. Oh, glory. Paul is the one who had this, and he had the dispensation to reveal it. He's made a minister of it. Verse 25. Whereof I am made a minister, Colossians 1:25, according to the dispensation of God. You better know about ages and dispensations if you want to rightly divide the word. So he's in the dispensation of grace. And he's in the dispensation of the revelation of this mystery. He was given the revelation. Peter said, "Brother Paul preaches some things hard to understand." But he's the one with the revelation. Then they later all got it. Even the mystery, verse 26, which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, his sanctified people, the church, to whom God wills to make known. He wants to make us know. what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Woo! Oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. Oh, everybody say it. Oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. He put Christ in me. My hope of glory. My hope of being totally glorified. You're on the road to total glorification. Let's all stand up. That's enough for you to chew on tonight. But he's going to help us now. See, we're calling this Revealing the Glory Seminar. It is a seminar. You got to understand some things. I do. And I'm planning on understanding a whole lot more. And to know how to don glory in my lifetime. This year, he said. 2014, he said to me, the church must don glory. How do you do that? We're going to know. And this church right here is going to be a glorious church. Woohoo! Gladys, your church is going to be a glorious church. They have a church down there in Houston, a great church. It's named the Glorious Way Church. But the whole church in the earth is to don glory. We have people that are watching us all over the world, and they send emails to us, and we've gotten to know some of them very well because on Wednesday we have our streaming. We know their names. They know us. Scotland, Australia, Singapore, Africa, wherever you are, the church in your town, your place, is to don glory. And then we're going to all go whoosh, and be changed into his likeness, his glorious body. We'll have a body like his glorious body. It's not far away. Thank you, Lord, for revealing the glory to us. Hallelujah. So we're going to go home because we're not going to keep you late each night.
We have on CD and DVDs the entire seminar Revealing the Glory that was held in a Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 2014. You've been listening to an excerpt from it. We'll be glad to send you either set, the DVDs for a special price, $75, the CDs, $55. That's $10 below cost on each item. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.